Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. We've been doing this for decades now, and it's a pleasure as always, Bill. How are we?
Fine, thanks, Howard. How are you?
Very well indeed. So, good. Last week we looked back at 2017. So this week, let's look ahead to 2018 and beyond, perhaps, because January is a time when many people consider what improvements they can make for the year ahead, all these good intentions. And I suppose, Bill, do you think it's worth taking the time to review your tax and financial planning at the start of the year?
Well, let's hope that many of those resolutions that people have made haven't already been lost in the mists of time. But to answer your question, I think that a lot of people at the beginning of a new year tend to think about, in that sort of space that occurs after the festive season when things are a little more quiet than perhaps they are for the rest of the year, people do start to think about how shall we position ourselves for next year. Now, you know, clearly this, you know, taking your time to review your tax and financial planning may not be at the top of your list, but if you have the time at this time of year, it's a very important opportunity to consider whether what you have had for the last year or two or three or four is what you want for the next year or two or three or four. Because as we move through life, so the circumstances for which we are planning, the sort of investments we should make, the type of taxes that we may not be liable for, tend to change as time passes and we increase in age. And so it is a very important time to sit down with someone who's independent, properly regulated, and who is professionally qualified to give you both tax advice for the country in which you're now living in relation to the tax that might be advisable to consider from the country you have come from, because it's the interaction between the UK taxation system and the taxation of the system of the country in which you're now living, in which perhaps Blevins Franks has got the most advantageous expertise. For most expatriates, they need to be properly constructed in the form of tax planning they take when they live overseas. But lots of individuals, for a whole host of different reasons, do decide at some point in the future to return to the UK. It may be ill health, changes in family circumstances, just simply the desire to go back to base, as it were. And I think that you need advice that gives you rock solid tax protection, tax avoidance advice in the country in which you're living. But whilst you're a non-resident of the UK, there are some golden opportunities to formulate arrangements that when you do, if you do, return to the UK for whatever reason, that you will be in a position to be better advantaged tax-wise than you might otherwise have been. And so in this quiet time, it's not a bad time to sit down and talk through those things. And of course, to look at the investment markets as they've been for the last year or two in a very bullish phase, and ask yourself if it's time to take out some of the profits from those investments, whether you actually think that bull market will continue. There are mixed feelings about the various markets of the world from the people who seem to know what they're talking about. But this is an opportunity to sit down and make sure that you've got it right for yourself and that you are properly structured to avoid unnecessary risk whilst optimising the levels of return you will get within the tolerance to risk that you feel you have.
Yeah. Can we look at savings and investments now, Bill? What should people consider to establish if they need to amend or update their investment strategy?
Well, I think you've got to look at this on a number of fronts. First of all, if you are an existing client of Blevins Franks, you'll know already that you are the beneficiary of regular reviews of your portfolio, which will take into account the changes in currency exchange rates, will take into account the state of the markets in various areas of the world, and will take into account the current taxation system under which you are governed. And also it will take into account the taxation system, as I just mentioned, of the UK, if you're a UK national, to make sure that there isn't a benefit to be had by looking at both in tandem. And I think, you know, it's very often the case at the beginning of a year when you've enjoyed a fairly lengthy run of very positive returns on your money to wonder whether you should be looking at taking some of those profits and putting them into cash. And then, of course, you've got to consider, if I'm going to put them into cash within a tax protected environment, what currency am I going to hold? We all know that Brexit is going on a pace now. There will be huge hurdles to overcome. Beecher's Brook in the national looks less challenging than the next stage of the Brexit negotiations, but there's no question that they'll overcome those hurdles. And the simple fact of the matter is that does that mean sterling will weaken a little further with the uncertainty? Uncertainty normally does mean weakness. Has it already been discounted? Is it already there in the exchange rates now? Those are the things you need to be sitting down and considering with someone who's got the skills and expertise to give you the advice you need to make sure that whatever happens, whether it should be a positive or a negative year in 2018, I'm pretty sure we're going to see some positive returns in 2018, but however it is going to pan out, you need to be in a position of knowledge and have been prepared for what is going to come over the next 12 months or so. Yeah.
What about pensions, Bill? Would a review of your pension arrangements and options be a worthwhile exercise?
I think it is, actually, Howard. I think in sitting down to review your tax and investment arrangements, the pensions issue, if you've got a pension fund, is of vital importance as part of that consideration. And I think that's the case largely because pensions has, unfortunately, become the Chancellor's football. You know, he rather sees the billions of assets that are invested in pension funds as a means of extracting more revenue than I've thought for a long time makes sense. I mean, why would you want to continue to tax the hard-earned savings of individuals from contributions made by their companies, despite the fact that they've had tax relief? Why would you want to punish those people who've expressed thrift and who will therefore not be dependent upon the state simply to take extra revenue, which is therefore a whole host of other almost indefinable reasons? So, again, if you've got an existing pension fund, you should be perhaps looking at QROPs, these qualifying recognised overseas pension schemes, simply because there may be advantages in those arrangements for you to capitalise on the value of your pension fund and move the assets from the existing pension fund into something which has got better quality tax benefits in the country in which you're now living. Okay, so I think that's probably worth a review, your pensions. If you've got a pension fund, again, a good time to be talking about it.
Moving on to our listeners in Spain then, Bill, what about tax planning? Do you often think that people don't have adequate tax planning in place, or perhaps they're not up to date on tax changes?
I think in simple terms, and, you know, obviously Blevins Franks is a business and I am regulated in the advice we give to clients, so don't listen to what I'm about to say as advice for you personally, because it may simply be that you're one of the very few people that come into our offices who've managed to understand the whole of the Spanish UK double tax treaty and the Spanish tax system and have managed to work your affairs into an arrangement where you're not paying one penny more in tax than you should be paying. Because in the vast majority of cases, almost 90, 95% of cases, when individuals visit the partners of Gavin Franks in their offices around the whole area of Spain, there is usually, almost always, an opportunity to make tax savings that individuals who are not professionals are not aware of. So again, it's an opportunity in this space of time, as I talked about it, to sit down and work out, are you taking the best possible advantage of the tax planning opportunities that exist for you in the circumstances you're now in? And the answer to that is, generally speaking, there's more tax to be saved.
And what about estate planning, Bill? How important is it for people to carry out a succession health check if they've not done already?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question, Howard. There have been some changes to the UK inheritance tax domicile, UK domicile rules, which govern inheritance tax payable in the UK. And I don't have the time now to go into the details of that, but those changes can make it much more difficult for you to retain your UK domicile if you return to the UK. If you've acquired a new domicile of choice in the past, you could often hang on to that domicile of choice and find yourself outside of UK inheritance tax. That has become much more difficult by virtue of the changes which have been introduced. It's also true that if you have recently left the UK, you needed to be out of the UK for at least 3 years before you could be considered a non-domicile, and that has been increased by 33 1/3%. You now need to be out for 4 years before you can be considered for a change of domicile. So these changes, although they don't seem desperately important, they're not very if you like, heavily commented upon or published in media, these are the issues with which Blevins Franks are intimately aware, so that we're able to keep up to date in advising our clients of what they next need to do to make sure that they are outside of the Spanish succession tax net and, as far as possible, outside the UK inheritance tax planning net. I've said this many times with you over the last 25, 30 years, Howard, is that this industry considers inheritance and succession tax to be a voluntary tax, in the sense that if you aren't going to sit down and plan to avoid it legally, you're literally volunteering to pay it out of your estate and therefore denying your beneficiaries, your loved ones, the advantage of receiving the merits of all of your hard work.
Yeah, well, can we talk about those changes to UK domicile next week, Bill? And for now,
yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, and for now, can you advise for listeners on how to conduct a thorough review of their finances? What's your advice on that?
Yeah, I think it's very simple. Look, it's a fag having to go through what many people would consider to be boring and tedious issues like tax and investment matters. But, you know, they're critically important if you are to optimise the returns and the benefits that come out of your life's work. I mean, what you have as assets are the accumulation of wealth that has been generated throughout your life, and in most cases by jolly hard work and sometimes highly successful business skills. And if you have paid attention in your working life to how you might, you know, protect your business and how you might progress your career, really looking after your money in retirement is a similar process. You've now got these assets, and what you've got to do is to make these assets earn their keep within reason, within your tolerance to risk, and within the level of objectives that you now see for yourself over the next 5 or 6 years, and then to review them, if you like, on a half yearly basis throughout that program, so that you're always on top of the game. And that's Blevins Franks skills, is that we want to be, we are on top of our game.
Yeah. Well, how can people get in touch with you, Bill?
Well, I think the first port of call, if you don't know the location of your local Blevins Franks office, if you go to the website at blevinsfranks.com, you'll find that there are local offices in pretty much every area of Spain. Select the one that seems to be geographically closest to you and make an inquiry, and someone will come and talk to you and give you some guidance on the areas where you feel you need that guidance.
Many thanks.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.